All right, the big focus on left, right and center today. We're going to take a look at the numbers after the first phase of polling ended yesterday. The turnout for the first phase of the 18th Lok Sabha elections has been revised from the initial 60%, which we were told yesterday evening just after polling stopped. It's been revised today to 65.4%. This final figure of polling on 102 seats across 21 states is lower than the 2019 figure, which was 70%. And this is also lower than the 2014 figure, which was 69.4%. So there you can see after 2014, an increase to 70% and now a decrease to 65.4% for those 21 states that 21 states that saw polling in the first phase. Now, the Chief Election Commissioner Rajiv Kumar, reacting to the numbers yesterday, said that the polling in the first phase augurs well for the next phases. He thanked voters and the polling personnel for their hard work, the polling personnel working over the last 2 years for these elections. So 102 seats are done, 441 more to go in the next six phases, and we go up right to June. It's already getting quite hot, and that is being blamed for some of the low voter turnout that we saw in states like Rajasthan. And the weather is only going to get more scorching, and there is a heat wave also that is being forecasted for the next couple of weeks. So the question we're asking today on the show, does the first phase turnout augur well for the marathon elections? Well, joining us on the show, we have Aarti Jain, senior journalist, and also Sandeep Shastri, national coordinator, Lok Neeti Network. Thank you so much for speaking to us. And Aarti, first to you, how do you take these numbers that have emerged after yesterday, the chief election commissioner saying it augurs well, though it's disappointing that it's lower than the last time around?
Absolutely. It's overall lower. And in some states like Bihar, UP, Maharashtra, it's been particularly low, which is very, very worrying. I would describe, judging by the people I've spoken to today, the reports that I've read, I think there are two reasons for this. One, of course, is the weather. But I think there is also no buzz in this election. There's no excitement. You know, it's really? Like everybody said that, okay, Modi's going to win. So, what the hell? Why the hell should we go out and vote? He's winning anyway. I think this sentiment is particularly prevalent amongst BJP voters and BJP workers, who, of course, have all their own internal contradictions, issues with the fact that the BJP has given so many defectors tickets, overlooking the, demands of their own, workers and people who've been, slogging for them for a long time. So I think, the BJP is going to have to work much harder to, get rid of this sense of complacency and apathy amongst its voters and workers. And I'm sure they will address it because, for them, these elections are very, very crucial. So I'm sure they will.
So according to you, this is bad news for the BJP in the sense this is not encouraging. They need to work harder to get their people out. We're also joined by former Chief Election Commissioner S.Y. Qureshi. Sandeep Shastri, next to you, what is your, how do you view these numbers?
Gargi, I would view these numbers in two, three ways. One, we need to look at specificities. Where is it that the voter turnout has been lower than last time? And it's important to point out that it's been lower in Manipur. And there are reasons why, given the violence that state has had. It has been lower in Nagaland, where a part of the state has seen a protest. It has been lower in Maharashtra. It has been lower in
Bihar. Interestingly, in Manipur, it's still 72% better than what we've seen in Rajasthan. Lower, yes, than the 82% that it was last time around.
We normally compare lower in terms of what it was.
Sure. Absolutely. I'm just saying it's interesting that despite all the challenges, even then it was 72%. Yes, go ahead.
That's why I said we need to look at specificities.
Sure.
I cannot compare the close to...
No, obviously. I was just pointing out it's interesting to look at it in that way.
So that's the important aspect. And Madhya Pradesh constituencies, it's been lower. Maharashtra, it's been lower. And in Bihar, it's been lower. In Bihar and Maharashtra, I can understand, given the given the convulsions we have had in the politics of that state, that may have been disappointing to voters. But in states where the BJP did well last time and in the last assembly election and is hoping to do better, a decline in vote share could be a challenge. Again, while I would concede the weather, I'm hoping that as we go forward, the political weather will become much cooler and allow people to actually be energized to go out and vote. So being the first phase, yes, it is a 4% fall compared to last time. But let's hope in the coming phases it goes up, and huge responsibility on political parties to be able to get their supporters and through their campaign to get people out and vote, I think.
All right, that's interesting, because we know the Election Commission has been making this huge effort. You know, we've seen those visuals, especially in remote areas, Arunachal Pradesh, and other places where they've gone out, in Bastar as well, where they've gone out. So they are doing whatever efforts that they can, even in Nagaland, in those, areas, those districts where no one came out to vote. We had visuals of the poor election officials just sitting there. But you're saying it's incumbent on the parties also to encourage people to go out and vote. Dr. S.Y. Qureshi, your view of these numbers that have come out, the Chief Election Commission, of course, sounding very buoyant, saying it augurs well for the next for the next six phases, but disappointing. One would have expected that they would go even higher. They have come down, and very significantly in some places, like in Rajasthan, Madhya Pradesh, in Uttar Pradesh as well.
Yeah, correct. First of all, let me make it clear, you may lose my connection because I'm in a remote island in Maldives, where elections are happening tomorrow.
Yes,
You got me here.
Well, thank you for joining us.
And there was a confusion. 9 o'clock show. I was hoping it was 9 o'clock of Maldives, which is it was 8:30 in Maldives. So almost missed the show. Anyway, there are several factors. The fact that they're 4-5%, 6% lower, it is a significant fall. And CEC being buoyant, one can understand, maybe he meant it in terms of peaceful election, which is a very important thing. And this is this belt is rather difficult belt, and peaceful election here is an achievement. So he must have commented on that. But I would not put so much of weight on weather, because last election was also in the same date, same months. Okay, only when you go to the sixth or seventh phases, which run into late May and 2nd June. So, last time also the similar weather. So weather could not be a factor. It must be political indifference, some local politics, some resentment and discontent. And as Professor Shastri pointed out, in Manipur, there was the history of violence. In Nagaland, there was a large-scale boycott, which is unprecedented. So some local factors, which will, of course, be analyzed in due course.
All right, and what Aarti said about this reflects some sort of complacency maybe among BJP voters. What would you think of that, given that there's been so much said of how many are considering these elections a done deal? Of course, the opposition is hitting out over that and saying it won't be done till we see the results in June. But your comments on that complacency among voters who think that the party they support is going to win anyway?
Well, I'm not very sure about that, because BJP particularly is a very enthusiastic party, and it enthuses its supporters and voters. So the indifference normally could be on the other side, out of despondency or whatever. So we are yet to see, because we have just begun. When you talk of complacency, I have a suspicion of complacency on the part of the Voter Education Division of Election Commission. Because we are talking about the first poll when people have actually voted. But a couple of months ago, there were news items that young voters, the first time voters, their enrollment has dropped down drastically. So what does it show? That there was some lack of effort somewhere. So that complacency has to be identified and addressed in the future.
Right. Sandeep Shastri, this young voters is what I did want to talk about next. And it'll be interesting to see how many of these young voters, which, you know, in NDTV itself also kept, you know, promoting and saying that do come out and your voice is important and do come out and vote. It'll be interesting to see how many actually did, what percentage of those who were eligible did actually exercise their right.
Gargi, you're right. In 2014 and 19, we saw actually a rise in the interests of those first-time voters and those below the age of 30. It will be interesting to see that this time around, where is the actual drop? Is it in the young voter? Is it in the middle-aged voter? Is it in the older voter? Is it across the board? Because that will then give us an indication of what could the possible reasons be. And Qureshi ji has emphasized the right point that among some sections of population, especially when you look at the places where there has been less turnout, especially Maharashtra, Bihar, Madhya Pradesh, if you look at these states, there could be certain specific local issues, disgruntlement, disappointment, unhappiness over certain issues, or lack of interest in the nature of campaign that was rolled out in front of them. All these factors could have played a role in the slightly reduced turnout in these areas. But then it's very difficult to make any conclusive point at this stage. We will need to look at the where is it that the low voter turnout is and then analyze what factors could have caused it. But then I don't think it's much of a matter for alarm. And I think we have raised the right issue in the first phase itself. And hopefully, parties should get the message and party workers should get the message of taking the message to the people and bringing out more voters as we go to the future phases.
Right. Aarti Jairath, your comments on, you know, the young voter also, we've seen that in many places there have been complaints of names missing. This is something that we've seen continuously in many of these elections. And do you also think now political parties need to work harder to, you know, bring their voters to the polling booths? Right. Aarti? All right, we seem to have lost the line there. Dr. S.Y. Qureshi, your you know, comments on this issue of missing voters. Well, all right, Aarti's back with us. I don't know if you heard me, if you could, you know, tell us about what
I
Mr.
I heard you. Can you hear me?
Yes, yes. Go ahead.
Yeah. So I'm saying, you know, clear data before they, you know, sort of draw conclusions, which is actually the right thing to do. But, you know, since I'm a journalist, I look at anecdotal, you know, sort of evidence and, you know, sort of try to analyze that. And it was on your channel, in fact, that we heard young voters in Chennai saying that it's a long weekend. We're going off for a holiday to Puducherry. So they didn't even show up to vote. And in fact, again, it was on your channel where one of the voters standing in queue made an appeal to the Election Commission that please don't combine voting day with a weekend, because then people tend to just go off on holidays instead of coming out to exercise their right to vote. So, you know, I mean, I think that, you know.
All right. Dr. S.Y. Qureshi, and your comments on this issue that comes up every election of missing voter names. You have, you know, various places where these complaints have come. Annamalai, the BJP chief there, has also said that a lakh people's vote names were missing, though the DMK is saying that it's just, you know, he's just trying to lay the ground for his eventual defeat.
Yeah, actually, that is a very serious issue which we should have discussed. In every election, some pockets, we come across a complaint that lakhs of votes are missing. And we have to find a reason. Let me remind you that the Election Commission spends a lot of money for the before 6 months before the election, asking the voters to check your roll. Please check your roll. Please check your roll. Because if your roll name is missing from the electoral roll for any reason, legal or illegal, there is no power on earth which can enable you to vote. There is something floating in WhatsApp University that if your vote is missing, please show Aadhaar. And, you know, that's all rubbish. Maybe that is deliberate to put you into complacency. Election Commission spends a lot of money advertising. Please check your roll if it is missing for any reason, mischievous or a genuine reason, so that you can get it corrected. So that is extremely important. And I don't know whether I get another chance. Second thing about the previous thing, Lothar Naut, one thing which I had read, whatever little exposure I have to the media sitting here, is in some places voters were not allowed to come out. This was a serious complaint in Rampur in the last election a couple of years ago, when there was the only 31% that turnout, people were not allowed to come out. If, of course, the local administration has denied it, but if this is an allegation which turns out to be correct, this is extremely serious and has to be tackled.
All right. Well, thank you all for joining us on the program.